It's Mariah Carey in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Time for your daily dish for Wednesday. When Jennifer Lopez appeared on the Today Show Tuesday, she wasn't interested in talking about Ben Affleck. Host Hoda Kotb tried to get the star to spill the tea on her renewed romance with the actor, but J-Lo wouldn't take the bait. Hoda said, "You look happier. Look, I just have to tell you, every time I see a picture of you and Ben, I'm like, she looks happier, she looks happier. Are we happier?" Jen avoided any Ben reference, saying, "I'm always happy when I see you, Hoda." Jen did talk about her song with Lin-Manuel Miranda, saying, "Love makes the world go round," which has been re-released to coincide with the 5th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. Tarek El Moussa flipped out on his ex-wife Christina Hoch on the set of their HGTV series Flip or Flop recently. According to TMZ, Tarek went nuts last Wednesday because he didn't like the way she signaled to him that she and the crew were ready to begin shooting. Tarek berated his ex, apparently, allegedly telling Christina that his fiancée, Heather Rae Young, is hotter and richer than she is. According to sources, Tarek boasted that he made Christina, called her a washed-up loser, and he enjoys watching her fail. Tarek reportedly yelled, quote, "Look at me, look at me, look at me, it's called winning." He ended things by screaming, "The world knows you're crazy." After the incident, they shot their scenes separately. He's supposedly angry at Christina for admitting to smoking toad venom, which has him worried for the safety of their two children. According to sources, this isn't the first time Tarek went on a tirade against Christina on set. And Harvey Weinstein is on the move. The disgraced producer, who's serving a 23-year sentence in New York for rape and sexual assault, was extradited on Tuesday to California, where he faces 11 charges, including rape and sexual battery. If convicted, he faces up to 140 more years behind bars. Regardless of the California case, Weinstein, who's 69, will have to return to New York to serve the rest of his sentence there. Weinstein's lawyer, Mark Werksman, says he's disappointed that the court didn't allow to give more time for the court to rule on her habeas petition. Weinstein will be arraigned on an indictment in California today. And that is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.